Christy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. This is a joint meeting. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For the call to order, everyone on the phone call, if you could please state your name for the record and the recording. Let's start with the board. Holton, do you want to start?
Yeah, Holton Hunsaker, board member.
Seth Robertson, board member.
David Hutchison, the CLA.
And then we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. And that's everyone I show on the call. So, first items up, the minutes from our October 18th meeting for both PID 1 and 2. Board, did you have a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have no concerns.
Okay, can I get a motion, Seth?
I'd make a motion to approve board minutes from our meeting held October 18, 2024.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, I'll stop sharing, turn it over to David to cover the 25 tentative budgets.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for Rome Public Infrastructure District number one, I'll start in the general fund and then we can work back into the summary if you guys would like. We have budgeted for 2025, $54,500 transfers coming in from other funds. And that is to cover the accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal fees that would we budgeted to add up to that $54,500. And then these are just the estimates for the end through the end of the year based on the budget amounts. I don't know if you guys have any questions about that or concerns.
Are these based off of historical actuals, or what are we basing these budget numbers on?
So the current for the 2025 budget, do you mean? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, so what it generally is, we have a 2% increase year over year. So the first year the PID was formed, it was a $50,000 budget, and then we typically go 2% per year increase, and that's what that was based off of.
So I guess where I'm curious is, I imagine there was a lot more work, much more involvement when this PID got started, and there was actually development work ongoing, draws being submitted, draws being approved, requisitions, etc. At this point, it's just maintaining the PID and having quarterly budget meetings like this one. Is it justifiable to continue to increase the budget, or should the budgets actually go down now that we're
Part of it is I mean, just looking at the expenses right now, as of 9/30, 2024, we've had 11,000 in legal, or almost 12,000, almost 9,000 in accounting. So that's probably close to half on roughly for those two items. The insurance is relatively close. We still don't see the audit fees for any of that yet, but the majority, I guess the biggest piece of I guess the work that we do on the accounting side is with the budget and also the auditing. So as we're providing files to the auditors that they've requested and preparing work for them, that's the biggest thing there. But I don't know that it will add up in this last quarter to get to that 21,000. I wouldn't think so. But at the same time, if we go to the debt service fund, the property taxes is what we're budgeting also, because that 2% per year. that gets allocated to to the admin carve out, and then those funds get transferred as the carve out from those property taxes to be used for the administrative costs. So
So, Seth, from my perspective, I see what you're saying. I think from the legal point of view and management, administrative point of view, management and administration is going to stay the same. As long as the district's in existence, we still have to do all the filing with the state auditor, with the lieutenant governor's office. Like you said, we still need the meetings, those things. The one thing that's an unknown moving forward, you and I have talked about the elections. So I'm not sure what it's going to cost us to do those elections. Once we do one, I think we'll start to get a feel for ongoing, because those are going to happen every 2 years, no matter what, because of the way the terms work out. We're going to have those. The one thing that definitely will come down on the legal side is Matt's not going to have to do as much legal work. There still will be some, but not as much. So I think what we could do, if you're comfortable, we leave it where it's at, kind of get a feel for how it goes. Anything we don't use rolls into fund balance. So that would allow us in the future to drop down those amounts if we need to. And then if we don't use it, we could apply it to the bond proceeds to drive down some of the principal anyway. But I would say for this coming year, let's see what especially the elections are going to cost us. But like David said, yeah, they w realistically will come down some, but just for this first year, my advice would be let's leave it as is. And then at the end of 25, take a look at it and see where we would need to be once. Now we're kind of, lack of a better term, going to be on autopilot, so to speak, for the district moving forward. And I guess that would be my initial response and thoughts.
Thank you.
Yep, good question, though.
Yeah, definitely a good question. Okay. Any other questions on the general fund? Okay. Let's move on to the debt service fund then. So we budgeted that $305,290 would be assessed as property taxes for in this Q4, and then that will be applied towards the next year for those expenses for the bond payments and then the admin carve outs.
Is that number based off of projections of what homes we think are going to be closed, or how does that property tax budget get budgeted?
That comes off of the taxrates.utah.gov website, where they've taken historical rates and what is registered in there already. And then they project. I can show you the website for that if you'd like.
No, I just want to make, I was just curious what the methodology is, if it's just a guess or if it was based off historicals. Because again, every month we close homes there, and so that pool should be growing every month
Right.
of available tax dollars. So I just want to make sure that's being taken into account and we're capturing something like that.
So the county treasurer takes into account that information, and most of it is historical. So it's kind of a little bit of a lag on what you'll see. So sometimes this could actually come in a little bit higher because of those homes that you close on, sell to property new owners, and but generally speaking, it's relatively close. I mean, we've seen with some of the other districts a little bit off, are a little bit different, but reasonably close, I guess I should say. Not perfect. Then we're anticipating approximately $30,000 in interest income for the year to give us an available 1 million in fund balance there. Bond interest payment of $221,000, for the year, and then paying agent fees of $7,000. And then the carve out portion of the $54,550 to be transferred to the general fund. Debt service surplus fund, we're seeing estimating 691,000, and then the total reserve, that's not correct. One of those numbers is wrong. Okay. All right. I will pull up my file and double check what happened here on this number, but one of those numbers is incorrect, or both of them. Okay. And I'll come back to that. And Capital Projects Fund 2025 budget is zero for the year. So, moving on to Rome PID 2 for the general fund, excuse me, the debt service fund. Property taxes, we're anticipating $20,177 being billed out in this current year. And then next year, once we get the estimate from the county, from the on that state website, then we would amend the budget to include that in here. But at this point, we're leaving it in like this. And then that's intergovernmental expenditures that will be transferred over to PID 1 once it's collected, and anticipating approximately $50 in bank fees. And then also, sorry, the interest income about $14. So just balancing fund there. Any questions on PID 2, or if you'd like me to go back to PID 1 on anything there?
No.
Okay. So with that, have we, and I should have done this, sorry. Do we know when in December, Seth, do you remember when we have our standing meetings?
We have a Rome PID meeting budget scheduled for Friday
Friday.
the 20th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I had
So
signed.
here's what I'll need then. I need a motion to approve both PID 1 and 2's tentative budgets and then set a public hearing date for December 20th at 1:30 to approve the final budgets.
I will make a movement to approve a tentative budget for 2025 for PID 1 and for PID 2 to be finalized on Friday the 20th at 1:30 and public review.
I'll second
Okay,
that.
that'll work. Okay, great. Thanks, Holton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Do you guys have anything else? Seth, I do have a request. We need to schedule board meetings for both Point West and the Range. We need to do budgets for them for 25. So I know Walker's on Point West. Holton, I don't think you're on either of
Neither.
those, are you?
Neither.
I don't think so.
Okay. So, Seth, could you help kind of coordinate something in the next? We're hoping to get it either Thursday, Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. If we have to push it into December, okay, but I would rather try to get it done in the next week and a half.
So we already have a meeting scheduled for Monday for Point West.
I did not see that. That might work out perfectly then. Oh, we did. We just did it.
We did that
That's my
today.
bad. Christy already did it. So now I just need one for range.
And if we need one for range, I'd say try to get it right before that one
Okay.
at 11 or 10:45 or whatever, however much time you need between the two.
Okay. I will shoot out to Lauren and to Nick then a quick email and make sure they can do that. David, are you going to be able to pull those two off by then? By
It's
Monday?
Monday.
Point West and range.
And those ones,
Tentatives.
did they issue bonds already, or are they?
They just closed. Yep.
Okay.
Point West has and range has, yes.
Okay. As long as we can get the numbers of what kind of the closing
The
memo.
final closing memos. Okay, I'll
Yeah.
look those up.
And we'll,
Seth, do you have those?
somewhere. Not
Yeah,
that I'll
that's
be able to
me.
find them easily.
Okay, I'll get it to you, David.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Seth. That's all I show unless you guys have something else you want to talk about.
Nope.
All right. Can we get a motion to adjourn then?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we're adjourned. Good to see you guys. Thanks.
Good to see
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot. Right. Bye.